Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Keo! And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. Austin Keo! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 20 school-age children from Cantabria, Spain. Now, on separate occasions during their school year, the students complained of upset stomachs, as kids do. And there's nothing wrong with school food, anything like that. It's just kids, through the course of a year, my tummy hurts, right? So, following procedure, the school gave them a spoonful, of omeprazole, which is used to treat gastric reflux. Now, 2 months after the school year ended, officials at the lab that provides the omeprazole, they realized that they'd mislabeled it and had accidentally sent the school minoxidil. So what is minoxidil, you ask? Well, minoxidil is used for hair growth. Now, the good news, minoxidil works.
No way.
It works really well.
The bad news is,
2 years later, all 20 kids have developed hypertrichosis, sometimes referred to as werewolf syndrome, because of excessive body hair. These kids are growing hair.
No way.
Legs, arms, shoulders, faces, foreheads, everywhere. And the thing is, they don't know what to do about it, all right? So the very angry parents of the hairy children, they filed a civil and criminal complaint against several companies. So here's the thing. The stuff that the schools there use for kids with their tummy aches, right? It's just regular stuff, no big deal. This hair growth thing, it's supposed to be taken orally, so it's not poisonous or anything, but obviously it is prescribed to people that are suffering hair loss. These kids unknowingly had this, okay? So they were showing pictures of these kids, and it is unbelievable. These kids, they look like they're maybe 7, 8, or 9 years old.
No.
And they are the hairiest sons of bitches you've ever seen in your life, and it's because of this stuff. Now, the other thing is, the lab that provides this stuff, so they mislabeled it, they're like, oops-a-doodle, they supply this stuff to 3 different school districts throughout Spain. So there is a good chance. The parents of these kids are just the first to launch a lawsuit. But now they're doing the investigation to go to these 3 other school districts.
Oh, my God.
Basically say, hey, if your kid seems
hairy,
unusually hairy, let us know as we get to the bottom of this. The thing is this. So the werewolf syndrome, as it is sometimes called, if it happens to you naturally, apparently there are things they can do. Right now, they're not 100% certain you can reverse the effects of this medication. So poor kids had a stomach ache. And 2 years later, they're now a bunch of hairy little kids.
Wow.
It is a weird-looking picture.
That is crazy.
It is, yeah. I don't mean to laugh. It's just like, God damn, buddy.
That's a doozy, Judge.
But they're healthy. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Amber. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hello. Hola.
All right, Amber, you understand how this here game is played? Amber?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Fantastic. Then you know you have your choice of one of three stories: The Wonderful World of Drugs, We Have Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and finally, Interior Decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
I'm going to say Interior Decorating.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What the hell is my story?
Oh.
Dun.
Hello.
Oh, here we go. All right.
Done.
I had him in the wrong order. My apologies. Here is your story. We go to the state of Missouri, where a woman is accused of having a little something concealed in her vagina. And they discovered it during her booking, but she pleaded guilty to both weapon and drug charges. And Nika Witt, 20 years old of Ozark, she pleaded guilty to possession of a weapon by a felon and unlawful possession of a controlled substance. According to the prosecutor's statement read in court, Witt was stopped for speeding. A search of the vehicle turned up heroin in her bra and ecstasy. After she was taken to jail, a female corrections officer found more concealed contraband inside of Witt's yum-yum. Now she faces a sentence ranging anywhere from 4 to 15 years on the heroin charge, 2 to 10 years on the weapons charge. She also must pay $6,400, which is the street value fine for the drug charge. So you had this much in drugs, this is your fine. Now, she agreed to cooperate with the state and testify at court proceedings involving Clinton McDonald. That guy was a passenger in the vehicle. He's charged with unlawful possession of heroin with intent to deliver the drug and unlawful possession of ecstasy. As part of the plea agreement, the state has agreed to dismiss four other felony counts, including armed violence, that carries a mandatory 6 to 30-year prison term. Now, the question is, what did they find in her yum-yum? Did they find a gun, heroin, ecstasy, or a knife? So gun, heroin, ecstasy, or a knife, one of these four things was hidden in her vagina.
What else did she have on her?
They found heroin and ecstasy in her bra. They found other assorted drugs in the car. They found a weapon in the car. And then they found something else in the hoo-ha.
In the fanny pack.
The fanny pack,
that's
yes.
That's what I wrote down, fanny pack.
I'm going to say heroin.
You say that like that's where you'd hide
your
heroin.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Amber. What's happening here?
That's what I'm packing right now.
Amber, that's not a normal thing. I mean, you've never done anything like that before, have you?
Heck no.
Okay.
But it would be hard to get a gun up there, and it would be really uncomfortable.
That's just my love gun.
Yeah, they all seem, knife seems really dangerous.
All of it seems like a bad idea.
I think she had ecstasy in there. That's where I'm going.
I think she already had most of the drugs on her person, though.
Okay.
This one was inside the fanny pack.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know me. I can't help myself.
You gonna go gun?
Yes.
Okay.
I hope it's gun.
Howie.
I love gun. Howie. All right, I love the idea of just people sneaking around guns in their orifice.
Yeah. What do you think, Amber?
It's got to be a really small gun.
Okay. Well.
No, it's going to be heroin.
You're going to say heroin? Final answer.
Yep. Yep,
all right, we're going to find out what she had in her fanny pack. Was it a gun, heroin, ecstasy, or a knife next?
That was a tease.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, Amber picked interior decorating on profile. This woman in Missouri had something concealed in her fanny pack. When she was being booked into jail, question is, what'd she have up in there? A gun, heroin, ecstasy, or a knife?
And that is a question we posed to Amber, who just hung up. But Amber guessed heroin. Mm-hmm. That was the first guess that, man, that's got to be it.
No,
I'm afraid not.
Oh, yeah.
Miles, you went ecstasy.
Nope.
Ted, you have this strange idea. You love the idea of a gun, specifically a 380 caliber pistol.
Yeah! Oh, my gosh. Wow, I'm more impressed now.
Yeah, she had the gun hidden there.
Yeah.
She hid the drugs in her bra. She hid her gun in her vagina.
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah, that's.
I guess she had no problem giving a child childbirth.
I'm going to say probably not.
Probably pretty easy for her, wouldn't you think?
I'm trying to think of what the gun is
that
now.
It seems. I don't know. It's a 380 caliber. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Either way, man, it just seems so dangerous.
Jeez. One of those little snub-nosed ones.
I'm hoping maybe it wasn't loaded.
Oh. What's the point of bringing it in?
If you're bringing a gun in inside.
What, you think you're going to find ammo in the jail?
Inside your lady?
In her vagina.
Right. If it's in your lady purse, that thing's loaded.
Could have kept a clip in the backside. Hang on, not done.
I'm just saying, if I'm hiding something up the old keister, it's loaded. It's ready to rock.
Absolutely.
It's ready to rock.
Now for all TV news all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, your choices today. Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Stephen Colbert.
Oh.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right. It's right there in the title. All these guys have teams of professional writers who deliver their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
There's new Christmas ornaments. You can now fill with wine, liquor, or beer. They're called booze balls. So instead of finding presents under the tree on Christmas morning, the kids will find Uncle Jeff.
Fallon. Colbert.
Fallon.
I heard about these new Christmas ornaments that you can fill with wine, liquor, or beer called booze balls. So now instead of finding presents under the tree on Christmas morning, the kids will find Uncle Jeff.
Why is it always the uncle?
Because that's always the drunk one.
Yeah, you can get drunk and no one cares.
Yeah, all right.
You expect
if Uncle Ted's drunk, no one cares. If Ted is the father,
now it's a problem.
Now it's a big problem.
Yeah, I guess I just say that as I've seen a lot of drunk aunts.
There are some drunk aunts, but you can't bring it up.
Nope.
All right. I was like, why is it always the drunk uncle? Mm-hmm. You're right. Uncle Ted gets drunk. Uncle Ted gets his ass up at 8 a.m. No, it's a frickin' holiday. Let's go. Right. We're stopping at Starbucks, Marty. The tequila bar in the U.K. applied to become a church in order to stay open during the lockdown. On Sunday morning, guys are going to be like, okay, honey, I'm off to church. Me and the boys will be home around midnight. I mean, it's the only church where the collection plate is filled with mixed nuts.
Seth Meyers.
Stephen Colbert.
Jimmy Fallon.
Meanwhile, over in the UK, a tequila bar applied to become a church in order to stay open during the lockdown. On Sunday mornings, guys are going to be like, okay, honey, off to church. Me and the boys will be back around midnight. Yeah, I mean, the congregation. Yep, it's the only church where the collection plate is filled with mixed nuts.
Tell you what, the older I get, the more I find myself enjoying nuts.
Yeah, something weird about that.
It
nuts
is.
Are great.
They are. Different kinds. You can get the fancy packs now.
Some have, like, smokehouse flavor.
Oh, yeah. Sea salt caramel, Miles.
Ooh.
They're so
on almonds?
Cashews.
Oh, cashews.
Cashews.
Okay.
41 people tested positive after a swingers event in New Orleans. I wouldn't do it again, the organizer said. COVID. I remember when the only thing you got where you had to worry about was catching that. I remember when the only thing you had to worry about catching at a swinger event in New Orleans was an STD.
Ted Smith.
That is Ted Smith. Woo. My apologies to the swinger community. I know you guys are very safe.
Most of you.
Yeah.
Well, it's different type of safety.
I mean, for STDs.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
Dynamite.
I mean, they've got covered what they need to get covered, but no one can really do much about this whole COVID thing now except for not do that.
I know. It's like, oh, yeah, we play safe. Except for but,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, man, it was not well attended. It hurt a lot of people's feelings. So we get a vaccine, things are going to be a bit different. The New York City Ballet will not perform the Nutcracker on stage. It'll be streamed online. If you want to see it, do not Google virtual Nutcracker.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Well, until we get a vaccine, things are going to be pretty different. Just check out what the New York City Ballet is doing this year.
For the first time since its debut, the New York City Ballet will not perform the Nutcracker on stage.
Instead, the ballet's production will be streamed online beginning next Friday.
Yeah, if you want to see it, do not Google virtual Nutcracker.
I don't know why that joke all day has made me think about the impression of Miley Cyrus. Like, what, isn't she married to Liam Hemsworth or something?
I think they split, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, they split. Did they? All right, I thought they got back together.
We did that too, but now we're split.
Right, that's what I'm thinking. Like, just have her say, Lance, come over. We're going to watch the Nutcracker.
Lance, I got it all lined up. We're going to watch the Nutcracker. And smoke a lot.
Right, I know.
It's going to be great, Lance. Rats, sugar plum fairies. It has it all.
The giant rat.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, sticking with the fun COVID news, this is actually some good news. As Mike would say, what do you say, Mike? Fun, positive stories.
Positive.
Positive.
Woo!
Dr. Fauci's come back out and talked about... Phrasing's terrible. Basically, somebody asked him about, when are people going to sporting events again? And not like kind of, hey, in this state, there's a few hundred people, right, or this or that. By the way, the 500 fans or less, like, let's just stop that.
It actually looks sad.
That's what I say. I watched that Green Bay game, and I was like, I that seems worse.
They just look cold, right, and lonely, and they're holding up their signs like nobody cares.
These people can't believe they can just go use the bathroom without a line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too. Is there any concessions open? Do they let you bring stuff in?
I mean,
would you bother to open your concession stand for 500 people?
It's not 500.
Well, in Green Bay, they say the lot is almost full. There's people out there still tailgating and watching the game and doing their normal routine.
They're just not in the state.
That
not
doesn't
going
shock
in.
Me.
Yeah.
So Dr. Fauci says it's possible we can sell out sports events in about 9 months. He said, quote, we're going to be vaccinating the highest priority people from the end of December through January, February, and March. By the time you get to the general public who don't have any underlying conditions, that's going to be starting the end of April, May, and June. Basically, so he's saying, like, well into the end of summer, you could really feel comfortable with sports stadiums if a lot of people get the vaccination.
Sure.
So, I don't know. If you're baseball, you're like, all right, we can get people in by the end. I think, obviously, that would be best for NFL, sure, college football, yep, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can get people back in those stands by the fall. But, again, outside of Green Bay, like, I guess the NFL, they count on it more. Like, baseball to me doesn't, like, the way their structure's set up, like,
attendance cannot be that important to them.
Right, and it hasn't been for years.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, spring training is just right around the corner, too. I mean, it'll be here before you know it.
Well, you think about this, man, like, you kind of forget, but, you know, the NBA just ended, what, September?
Yes.
Right, and they're gonna have camp again here soon, as they're starting on December 22nd.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they played an abbreviated season too.
But they also played part of their season.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Remember, they played it all the way up till what, March?
They did. Right.
So they got played half a season.
Come back in what, August? And I'm sorry, out of all the professional leagues, they did it best.
Yeah.
I mean, MLS is right there with it, but NBA, their plan for this was strong.
It was. I you got to give hockey credit, though, too.
Hockey did well, right? But the NBA, kind of set the precedent of, if you're serious about this, this is the best way to do it.
Right. But well, also, see, hockey counts so much on the ticket gate that they're talking about not having a season next year.
Really?
Or this year. Yeah. Because the in-person attendance is very important to those organizations. So that's a little different. Yeah, I also have a theory, too. Everybody's, like, dying to go back to, like, all these get-togethers and this and that. Like, whenever all this stuff opens, I think people are going to be annoyed with each other.
I haven't had to deal with an a-hole.
Yeah. Like, I still want to go to sporting events. Obviously, I want to go to some concerts. But, like, I don't know, if it's Friday night, like, nah, I'm not going up there.
I'm just going to stay home. I mean, you remember before this started, if you did go to a restaurant in Seattle, at least in downtown proper, it could take you an hour and a half to 2 hours to get seated on a Friday or Saturday night.
Right.
I mean, you remember South Lake Union is packed. All these places are packed. I mean, it's just like almost
now
like,
you just walk into your fridge, you get a beer,
like,
and it's...
I remember, like, I'm going to go out to dinner. It's Tuesday night. I may be able to get in somewhere. I mean, that's how my life was before. So it's not like I probably just stay at home Friday and Saturday now like I do now.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, stadiums having a bunch of people in them and stuff and concerts. Unfortunately, nobody wants to hear this. Probably going to be one of the last few things to kind of get back to normal.
Of course.
You know, obviously people are going to start working and this and that. But
yeah.
I would hope people know that.
I know. Feel like you got to say it. And also,
I know.
Like, for me, like... That's still a long ways off, but that's a positive.
It is a positive. It is a positive.
You know,
let's hope things are good by summer, too.
When you're on a bad team, right? Like, sure, you know, their team forfeited, but hey, let's take a W. Mm-hmm. All right?
Yeah.
Let's go get some pizza, boys.
That's right.
I don't know if you guys saw this. A lot of people got on Ice-T. They thought it was a little harsh on his father-in-law. Basically, Ice-T's wife, Coco, you might have seen her.
Or her butt, yeah.
She basically, Ice-T posted a picture of her father in the hospital getting oxygen. And he said, look, this guy, you know, my father-in-law is a huge no-masker. COVID hit him. Pneumonia in both lungs. ICU, close to death. Now he's in oxygen indefinitely. And he's just saying, hey, the disease is not a game. So then people got all over him. Were like, it seems like you're just making fun of your family. And I kind of get what he's saying. He's like, I wouldn't make fun of anybody. I'm not wishing anyone the sickness. I just, you know, he's just like, hey, like, I'm just showing you what happened. Like, he didn't use the precautions and the guy's in the ICU.
If he would not have been an anti-masker, he would say, look what happened to my father-in-law. He got COVID. Yeah. He's not doing very well.
No matter what you say, people are going to get upset. So I'm like, I just stopped defending myself. Like, however you want to interpret, good for you. But
now, Christmas,
I can't help you.
It's Christmas time. We talked about some Christmas movies. You guys have or haven't seen Elf?
I have
bits
not.
Bits and pieces.
All right. I'd recommend it for you both. Thurl, you should definitely watch it as you have children.
My kids have seen it. They're kind of,
oh, no kidding.
They didn't dislike it. They're just kind of like, it's okay.
See, I thought that was a good one. The kids like and adults like. Mike, you like it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn right he does.
So far, the adults like it more than the kids. That's
that's a good point.
And my small sample size.
What is their favorite Christmas movie?
Dude, I don't know. My kid, like, because I don't care. And I know this sounds horrible. Like, just watch the goddamn thing. Don't make me watch it with you. I know they are very excited about, oh, crap. What is it? Is it the Santa Chronicles?
Yeah. Okay. No.
Christmas Chronicles.
Christmas Chronicles. So I guess it came out last year. Kurt Russell's in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard very good things about it. I just have no interest in watching it. I truly, truly do not care. But my kids loved it. So I know the Christmas Chronicles 2 is either out or coming out. And my kids were freaking out. Like, they're excited about it.
Very
so,
cool.
As best I can tell.
When you're a kid, man, it's all about those shows.
Absolutely.
It's all about those
Absolutely.
So, that's very cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen the Christmas Chronicles. I'll check it out.
I've heard it's good, but again.
Are you treeing it this year, do you think?
Nah, I've been doing the tinsel tree a couple years.
Okay, yeah, I know. The wall tree.
Yeah. I will say this. I looked at a little tree the other day, about lost my breath.
Was it
$45? That's a little ass tree.
45?
45.
Oh, they're getting away. Yeah, we picked one up Sunday.
Like, maybe little teeny tiny tree?
No.
You don't even want to know.
Yeah, I'd rather.
Does it already have the lights on it?
No.
It's just a little. It's
just a little tree as I was checking out.
Hell that.
Dude, we got
hell
a 6-foot tree. I would not say the price, but I didn't care. Well, I'm getting a tree. All right, get a tree. Gets a tree, sitting in the back of the car, going home. Like, how much was it anyway? Tells me the price. I didn't want to show my anger because the kids were in the car. Let's say it was just a quiet car ride home.
Was it understood that you were not happy?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's nothing I can do because it's our tree now. And I'm just like, Jesus.
Is it a really, really nice tree?
It's a goddamn pine tree.
Okay.
It's fine.
Is it a Fraser?
I don't know.
Noble?
I don't know. It has decorations on it. It smells good. The cat likes it.
If somebody's listening, I would like to know if it's a noble fir or a Fraser
fir. I will ask her and have her text you, Ted.
All right, so there's a list of the most popular Christmas movies in other states. This one's just kind of crazy. The second most popular Christmas movie in Germany? Gremlins.
Huh. Really?
Well, you remember, it's around the holiday season. And I like, look.
Well, they like Krampus.
They said it right here. Look, if Die Hard counts as a Christmas movie, so do the Gremlins.
Well, there you go. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go, and here are your winning South Africa Powerball numbers.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Police beer shame a thief for stealing Bud Light, saying a stout or a porter in the morning would have been better then. Colorado family watches as a bear kills a deer in their backyard. Mom buys daughter Frozen doll and is now forever scarred. And New York State mayor and former police chief busted in a crack cocaine sting. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go down in South Africa. Some are claiming foul play with a lottery system. An investigation is underway after the winning Powerball numbers are, as Miles said, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and a Powerball number of 10.
Wow.
Not only that, but 20 different people had that winning combination, awarding them each over $300,000 apiece.
Okay.
It's not out of the realm of possibility, but it's strange enough that they're looking into it.
I mean, any combination is possible.
Correct.
But I would think if I'm really, and look, this is just me, if I'm trying to throw the lottery, right, I've had the ability to manipulate the numbers.
Right.
I would not pick 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
You're exactly right.
You know, 13, 11, whatever
it's
going
to be. But here's the thing. I also think if I'm going to throw the lottery, I have a better chance of more people not choosing the numbers 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
True, true, true.
Because nobody logically just goes straight for those
See, Mike, that's why we should plan crimes together.
That's right. We'll figure this out. It needs to be random, yet impossible.
Yeah, sometimes you hide in plain sight.
That's right. You watch. In other news, a post by police in North Carolina is gaining some traction after they busted someone stealing from a convenience store. The post informs their followers that the criminal was caught stealing two cases of Bud Light from the store before informing them that, quote, this is very concerning to us. Bud Light is clearly not a breakfast beer. I disagree. I would love to have a Bud Light in the morning.
I think if I'm going to have a beer in the morning, Bud Light would be the way to go.
Absolutely.
If I have other things to do, of course, three Bud Lights. I'll pee a lot, but I'm not going to get drunk.
It's a good shower beer.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want a heavy beer in the morning.
Right. Goes nice with my eggs.
Actually, you know what? Bud Light is a fantastic breakfast beer.
It is.
Yeah, they're way off.
They are. 100%.
Jackass.
I'm not much of a pairing guy. You know, you should have this beer with this meal.
Right.
I don't. My palate isn't good enough. You guys have seen that firsthand.
My palate is not good enough.
So I just enjoy a beer. And you know what? A nice light beer is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Crisp, refreshing.
Ah. Damn. You don't want to go to sleep when you wake up.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Why do I
always fall asleep after that, too?
I love having some drinks at tailgates. But there's always that guy that's like, you know, 8 a.m. Let's do shots. It's like,
it's 8 a.m.
We're not going to make it. I'll do shots. Can we just wait a little bit?
Even the plane starts out slow before it hits the
speed, dude. Let's taxi.
We're not taking off yet. Hang on. You may all shots at 8 a.m. Good Lord. You may all recall a while ago when we saw the Trolls movie toy that had an inappropriate button and sound. Well, we've got a contender here. A mother shared a video on TikTok of her walking into her daughter's room after hearing some disturbingly sexual noises. What she went in there to find was her daughter's Elsa toy from the Frozen franchise, whose batteries were running a little low, giving it an interesting phrase.
You have the audio?
I wish I did. You know what? I was supposed to, but I completely duffed
it. I mean,
it...
It doesn't kind of sound she's reaching orgasm. It sounds
exactly
like this doll
really
is reaching orgasm.
And it repeats over and over again. You know what? I probably... I don't know.
See if you can find it.
Now I feel like that...
I feel like if people heard it, it's like we are not exaggerating. This thing straight up sounds like a sex
doll. Hang on here. I'm going to turn this down here for just a second. I'm going to... Wait. Not this one. That one. There we go. Turn this guy all the way up here, and this is what it sounds like. Here's the video. It's on TikTok. See, that's incredibly inappropriate.
What kind of doll is that?
There's literally an Elsa doll.
I'm buying one. From Frozen.
The
batteries are dying, and that's kind of the loop.
She's saying, I need a battery.
Something like that.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
The line that I keep hearing is, I really need that.
Yes.
I really needed that.
Right. Yeah. Between the
it's
heavy
like
breathing.
An exhale of relief saying, I really needed that.
What's the name of that snowman?
Olaf.
Olaf, grab my carrot.
Lord.
So you can see why she was a little bit alarmed hearing that noise coming from her daughter's room from a toy. My apologies to everybody.
Let it go.
I feel gross now.
Who makes these toys? Who voices these toys?
Man, oh man.
Some ain't right.
You know what? I think we should put an alarm. She's running low on batteries. Jeff, get out of here,
I'm going to get an email from Hair Club. I know it. Did you, it's a toy.
Just a toy.
Who's got the toy? We stay right here in our Washington State, where a man in North Bend got caught. We covered this a little bit earlier today, McGovering his car. Police in the area noticed the car coming down the road with an abnormally dim flashlight. Sorry, headlights. After stopping the car, they found out that the man actually strapped a couple of flashlights to the front of his car after his front bumper had sustained significant damage. Unfortunately, the fix was not legal, nor was driving on a suspended license, leading to further charges.
Mm-hmm. See, they said he has dim headlights. It's like, that's not true, officer. I have perfectly normal flashlights.
Right. It works. Right.
The one I saw the most was like people had a taillight out or something.
Mm-hmm.
So they... Or it was broke, and they just put, like, red tape over it.
Right.
You see that a lot.
Does that not fly? Because I've seen it plenty, and I don't think...
They have that tape to repair.
That's legal.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
All right.
You buy it at, like, just auto parts store.
I hope it is.
The way you can see through it.
Right. And I think just the flashlight itself wasn't good enough. I think there's a certain bright requirement, because obviously he stopped it because it was too dim, so it caused
get
an issue.
A mag light.
Unless you get a blinding flashlight, I don't know that you can actually have a flashlight that would possibly work as a headlight for your car. A mayor in upstate New York has taken notes from the late Rob Ford. The mayor was busted in an undercover sting operation, which led the mayor to flee police in a car and get himself into a chase. During the chase, he was seen throwing a gram of crack cocaine out of his passenger window. He was soon apprehended and taken in.
He was the chief of police before that.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Fantastic.
Chief of crack.
That is it for your headline with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the head chef, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And once again, we will play the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.